Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
And everybody's back. When was the last time you saw a parade? We've had three parades since the beginning of May. We've got four-lane roads, north, south, east, west. We've got a variety of restaurants, good quality of life, clean air. You can drive from one end of the town to the next. If it takes you 15 minutes, that means you hit every light that's possible.
I'm Sarah Fetsky. Quincy, Illinois has an aggressive plan to attract new residents. It's offering to pay them. The city council signed off on the incentives on August 1st, and the town has already seen nearly two dozen people sign up. And joining us now to explain how the program works is Quincy Mayor Mike Trope. Mayor Trope, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sarah.
So you're offering two different incentives to people who move to Quincy. The first is for renters and involves some rental assistance. Who qualifies for this?
Yeah, anyone that moves into Quincy that takes a job with any of the Adams County employers, and after they're here, it's 6 months working in that new position, living in the city limits of Quincy, would be eligible for a rebate of up to $3,500 on rent or lease payments.
So anybody moving from basically anywhere who's moving into the city limits, the key thing is you have to work for an employer in Adams County.
Correct. You work for any employer, and it has to be new. You can't have been working for one of these companies now, and then now you're just moving into, you have to be a new employee to one of the Adams County companies.
Okay. Now, the second incentive, this is for people who actually buy a house. What do they get?
Yeah, so the people that come in are, it's an either or. So you're either eligible for the rent or lease payments, or if you do purchase property, the city will reimburse you up to $5,000 for your first year property tax.
So there's some decent incentives here. We've heard from about cities around the country that are trying to get remote workers now that everybody, can just do their job virtually. They're trying to get them to do it from their city limits. That's not what you're up to here. You're specifically looking for people who want to work in Adams County. Why is that something that Quincy needs?
Well, Quincy's, been growing our industrial base. We have a variety from manufacturing, some high-tech positions, as well as healthcare. All of these organizations have continued to grow. And as of the beginning of the month, there was over 700 full-time permanent positions available, which are primary wage jobs, that they weren't these businesses haven't been able to fill with local people. So we've had economic development, our organization that we use has typically worked for decades to help recruit businesses to the area. We've asked them last year to tweak that. Instead of focusing on recruiting additional businesses to come to Quincy, we need people. So work on skilled workers to come, make Quincy their new home, work for one of our growing businesses, and become our neighbors and coworkers.
So have they almost done too good a job of bringing businesses here that the businesses are now outstripping the labor pool?
No, I think it's, I don't think so. I mean, Quincy is approximately a 40,000 population community, but we're the largest town in a 100-mile radius. So we're a retail hub, we're a medical hub, educational hub. We've got our manufacturing core is significant, not only with strong businesses that provide product throughout the U.S., but internationally as well.
Hmm. So you really want some workers to take those jobs. Did you look at other ideas before landing on this idea of, yeah, let's just give people money?
Yeah, yes, we did. And the big thing was when people are making a decision, do I stay with my current employer and my current community, or do I look at this new opportunity? We knew there was a financial burden for people to move. Now, most of the businesses with a typical relocation package will help a new employee that's, you know, coming into the community with moving expense and, you know, the typical, you know, support, financial support. What nobody was offering were these two incentives. And to take the pain out of a move, we thought this is something that Quincy could provide that will help businesses attract the people, and the people considering, do I move or do I stay put? It takes another financial burden away to say, you know what, the community is opening up the arms and welcoming us. Let's take a look at this thing more seriously. So, yeah.
So if somebody was listening to this today and they're like, yeah, I'm looking for a change, you know, I'm interested in maybe trying to land a job with a Quincy employer. If you were making the short version of the sales pitch, what does Quincy have to offer?
Well, Quincy is a great community. So, you know, our cost of living is 24.5% lower than the national average. Our cost of housing is 52% lower than the national average, both according to bestplaces.net. Additionally, our community just got through building 5 new elementary schools in our public school district, expanded our high school, and renovated our junior high facility. We have a very strong private education system as well. So we have, you know, preschool, the elementary schools, high schools. We have a community college. We have a university, and our medical. We've got specialists. We've got 2 separate cancer specialists or centers. We've got cardiac, you know, where they can do bypasses, any kind of, you know, major heart work, stents. Even some valve replacements can be done locally with all the other, you know, primary care physicians, et cetera. So with, you know, the 1,000-plus acres of parks in our community, we've got what families are looking for. We got a strong educational system, good quality of life, clean air, virtually no traffic. You can drive from one end of the town to the next. If it takes you 15 minutes, that means you hit every light that's possible.
Well, I got to say, you're making a pretty good case here. I'm sitting here thinking, no traffic, and wow, yeah. It would take me 15 minutes. We actually put this question to people in our St. Louis on the Air Facebook group. We have a group where people can discuss what we're going to be talking about on air. They can talk about it after the fact. And we heard from a number of Quincy fans. Paul writes, Quincy is a great arts community with fine local businesses, plus the big box stores you need. 2 hours to St. Louis, 90 minutes to Springfield. It's a great escape. I love to call my northern residents. Benjamin writes, again in our Facebook group, my fiance lives there and I really enjoy visiting. There's a strong community spirit. The housing is incredibly affordable with many very large houses and mansions that are actually achievable for younger people. A surprising culinary and drinking scene, or if beer bars are your thing, there's one on seemingly every block selling $1.50 long necks, lots of sports leagues. It has an interesting cultural scene, symphony, plays, and more. Cape Air flies to both O'Hare and Lambert quite affordably, and it's only about 2 hours by car from St. Louis and some cool Iowa cities as well. Mayor Trope, I get the sense that Quincy people are really gung-ho about Quincy.
Yeah, no, we're it's, you know, it's in the center of the country. If you, when you want to go to Chicago, St. Louis, Kansas City, you can do a weekend and not push yourself. We've got 4-lane roads, north, south, east, west. We've got Amtrak that goes to Chicago twice a day. Like you said, the Cape Air has multiple flights to Chicago each day, multiple flights to St. Louis. And from either of those airports, there's not a place in the world you can't get to.
Well, so now you're also offering these incentives to help a move pencil out. Are local manufacturers using this perk being offered by the city to be out there recruiting new employees?
Yeah, in less than 30 days of when we've announced this and you know, had everything pulled in place for it, we already have some 22 to 24 people that are eligible, signed up for the program. So, yes, it caught on like wildfire. The Economic Development Group and our marketing group has asked myself to go back to the City Council and see if we can increase the dollars. So we'll be doing that in the next couple of weeks.
So increase the total pool of money going to it, or increase the incentive offered per person?
Increase the total money so we can get even more people into these benefits.
I understand that one other place you're marketing this program is to different alumni groups from Quincy schools. Are you hoping to get some boomerangs, people who, you know, already know this city but are just looking for that reason to move back?
Sure. Yes, we will. We do have a program to try to get families to contact to their relatives that, you know, are from Quincy to see who's interested in coming back. You know, some people are, you know, out of college, they've gone to try a different community, wanted to establish their own independence and results. And, you know, at some point, I think when you start having a family, you start looking at what did you like best about Quincy. And we're a great family community. We're right along the Mississippi River. We've got all sorts of parks, recreational, you know, three or four golf courses, all sorts of tennis, pickleball, trails that walk throughout the city, upcoming riverfront development, the arts. We've got the oldest art society in the U.S. We've got a symphony, and everybody's back. You know, when was the last time you saw a parade? We've had three parades since the beginning of May. So these are great family events that, you know, families love to come out, look at, you know, whatever's going on. And, you know, that's another unique feature. We've got a strong German heritage. We've got a variety of restaurants. So almost any kind of food that people are looking for, we've got availability of that and variety.
Well, and I'm still hung up on those $1.50 long necks. That sounds like a bargain. So Quincy Mayor Mike Trope, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This episode was produced by Laura Hamden, with audio engineering by Aaron Dorr and production assistance from Jane Matherglass. It was mixed and edited by Aaron. Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here. If you learned something new from today's episode, consider leaving us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the easiest way to help people discover our show. We appreciate it. Thank you. St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.